that we had a look at the policies. As George rightly points out, we don't want to put new policies into place now because we need to go through a process in March for the new board, then adopts all the new policies. There was one policy that clearly needed looking at because we had three policies that were effectively doing almost the same thing. And there were things in those policies that weren't really anything to do with recruitment. So we've consolidated our board recruitment policy. This would need to be adopted now to cover the period from now until the new board comes into place. But as a technicality, we do need to have it in place. We've just done a bit of tidying up, really, and some more work around succession planning and fed in some of the lessons learned from the deputy chair recruitment. So is there anything specific on the board recruitment policy?
Great, and that is agreed and recommended, whatever the right formula is. Thank you.
And then, the terms of reference clearly belongs to the new board. We've included it here only for information. It keeps as close as possible to the old terms of reference, but needs to be updated because the board has a legal personality. It will come back to probably the first item on the agenda of the new board's meeting on the 20th of March. If there is anything that people want to reflect back to me now on what they think should be in there or wants to email me so we can bring an updated version to the board in March, I'm happy to take all comments.
We're happy with that. Great, thank you. Okay, I think I have to vacate chair. Does George, you can
be able to hear me.
Yep, sorry. Okay, thanks.
Right. Chair's the next question. That's me.
Now he's walked out of the room and gets in my very favourite thing, which is chair a select board meeting in Chris's absence. The obvious...
Strap it. sorry. Meeting Tourette's.
The item is about... It refers to the chair's term, the extension of that. Board members, you'll be aware that Chris is just about to complete his second two-year term as chairman of the LEP, which ends on 21st of March. Chris has indicated that he very much would like to complete a third and final to two-year term as chair. The paper sets out two options, one to extend his chairmanship, and the other, obviously, to go through a process similar to what we've just run for the deputy chair recruitment, which George will reflect shortly, and choose to not extend. I guess our recommendation clearly is that we go down the route of extending Chris as chair for a further 2 years. And really, I just wanted to see the board's agreement with a show of hands.
Absolutely. Support.
Unanimous. Thank you.
Yeah.
Adam, just one point before you get back in. The £20,000. Payment. This is a benchmark figure across all LEPs.
Pretty much.
The
only thing I would add, if it is, it seems light.
Some view
of the size of the LEP here,
yeah.
And I don't know what weight this board has, this current board, or whether we have to wait for the next board to have more weight. But I think there's an argument here, wherever that argument goes, to relook at that, because it seems light in the demands of a new board, but also it seems light in the size of this LEP and what's expected of that position.
I think they're probably, I agree with you, Perry. I'm
not sure where that argument goes.
Two things at play, really. One really is around the funding that we get from government. So next year's funding is as yet not confirmed. So that puts some constraint on what we can do. The other thing, actually, is some LEPs don't, there is no allowance for chairman.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody goes higher than 20 either, so we are at the sort of high level for many of the reasons that you just indicated. But I do think, absolutely, you know, as we embed the new company and we sort of look how that goes over the course of the coming months, it's something to look at.
I think it certainly should be considered, because when we go into a legal personality, there's a whole different set of responsibilities.
Absolutely.
Three times the size of most LEPs, so I mean, it is a completely different view that
certainly can be pleased. Minute Perry's point for further consideration at the appropriate moment.
Yeah. Okay. Any further comments? comments from anybody at that table. Okay, thank you. Suzanne.
I hope he's still here.
Yeah, I didn't mean that. I didn't really want to stay.
No, haven't. Do you want to tell him?
No.
Yes. So I gather that I've been re-elected, so thank you for
Great, confidence.
I would just also say that I wasn't going to say this at the beginning, but I'll say this now, and that was that, because otherwise it would have been a very short appointment. But I have been nominated to be the rep on the LEP network board for the south of the south. So that's basically the eight LEPs surround London nominate a chair to go onto the LEP network board, and they have I've been nominated. So rather than being a 6-week appointment, it will now be a 2-year appointment. So thank you for that. I don't know if you just mentioned that. So okay, and next item is the deputy chair appointment. I was unfortunately I was ill last week. So I wasn't able to participate in the process. So I'll hand over to George, who chaired it very ably in my absence.